War in Iraq may be looming, but U.S. Navy ships operating in the Persian Gulf already face an unseen threat: underwater mines. Iraq laid several thousand in the first Gulf War, and military officials also are concerned about mines set by terrorists. In the past, the U.S. has been criticized for avoiding the dull and dangerous job of hunting mines. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports that now the Navy is trying to catch up.
Since World War II, 14 U.S. ships have been sunk or damaged by mines, only two by enemy ships or aircraft. Mines are cheap and effective, sitting underwater until they are detonated by the sound of a passing ship. Robert Martinage is senior defense analyst at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments in Washington. He says mines are used by more than 50 countries and becoming harder than ever to detect.
Modern mines have all kinds of new triggering mechanisms, can be made from composite materials, and they can also be shaped to be difficult to find. So, yes, I mean, they're already bad enough, but with modern technology, they're becoming even more of a problem.
Mines have been a problem since the Gulf War. Iraq blocked U.S. Marines from landing by stringing the Kuwaiti shoreline with mines. In deeper water offshore, mines also severely damaged two U.S. warships. After the war, minesweepers removed 1,300 mines from the Persian Gulf. But there may be some still out there. That's according to Commander Melanie Branson, countermine warfare officer for the Pacific Third Fleet in San Diego.
We have absolutely no guarantee that we have picked up 100% or cleared 100% of what was left over from the Gulf War. And, of course, we're watching very carefully what develops now.
An expert panel of the National Academy of Sciences found 2 years ago that the U.S. was largely unprepared to deal with mine warfare. Since then, Navy researchers have rolled out several kinds of underwater robots. They're designed to look for mines along shorelines or in harbors, and then send back the data before U.S. ships arrive. Thomas Sween is program director at the Office of Naval Research in Alexandria, Virginia. He says the Navy's newest mine hunter looks like a 5-foot-long torpedo and can be dropped over the side of a small boat.
It has onboard processing, it has sensors, and it reacts to the data from those sensors to accomplish a mission.
These robots have already been used to look for terrorist mines around ships docked in San Diego and Norfolk, Virginia. But Sween notes that they still have their limits.
One of the things that you're very worried about is fishing nets. They'll grab you.
It's a problem faced by all of the unmanned underwater vehicles, as they're known by the Navy. They also have trouble communicating underwater, and analyst Martinage says most of them only have enough power for about a day.
So what really is needed is high-density energy storage, either fuel cells or new batteries, or perhaps ways of harnessing the energy of the ocean itself. There's ideas out there for UUV gliders that kind of glide on some of the currents in the ocean.
But new machines aren't the only solution. The Navy also uses marine mammals. The Navy had hoped to replace its 30-year-old dolphin program with new underwater vehicles. The Navy's Commander Branson says the military has been expanding the program because the dolphins are so much more reliable. They find objects on the seafloor and mark them with floating buoys.
Basically, they work alongside a boat, and they have what we call a handler, a military person that the dolphin interfaces with, and they work for fish.
The Navy is training 70 bottlenose dolphins, 20 sea lions, and 2 white beluga whales at the Point Loma submarine base in San Diego. Despite years of protests by animal rights groups, Navy officials say they're well taken care of and are not put in harm's way.
They can go into places, you know, and do things with their swimming capability that divers have a hard time doing.
Trained dolphins detected World War II era mines off the Norwegian coast recently and even guarded the Navy's flagship in Bahrain in 1986 and 87. But one thing robots and dolphins can't do is destroy the mines once they're found. That's left up to the Navy's human divers, many of whom have already been sent to the Persian Gulf. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.